Dealing with chapter number one in the book of Isaiah. So Isaiah chapter number one, and I'm going to be focusing on verse number 16 and 18. 16 and 18 in chapter number one, because we want to talk about baptism. We want to talk about baptism this morning and its importance. Its importance and its value. Now, Isaiah chapter number 1 and 16 says, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease or stop to do evil." Verse number 18 says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Now, when we look at this particular passage of scripture, we're noticing Jesus gives us instructions in terms of getting our souls prepared to go back with him when he comes. Now, you notice the first bit of instruction states to wash you. Wash you and make you clean. Now, the book of Job, if you go over to Job chapter number 14 and verse number 4, we notice that the man has a problem. The man has a problem there in Job 14 and 4. You look at Job 14 and 4, and let's see what that problem is that the man has. Job 14, 4. 14 and 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of a what? An unclean. And it says, no, not one. So if we go back over there to the Isaiah letter, Isaiah tells us to wash you and do what? Make you clean. Now that lets us know, if Isaiah is telling us in that short little phrase there, wash you, make you clean, and Job is saying, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Then it gives you the answer to that. No, not one. So therefore, Isaiah is not saying that this is something that you can do by yourself. Because according to Job, all of us are born in that state or that condition of sin. And as the scripture says, that man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Jesus is talking about us because of the nature that we have. As we have been going over for the past couple of weeks, that sinful nature inside of us ruins who we are. We got that nature from Adam, and it's something that we just got to deal with. We got to deal with it until we die. It is the reason we die, because of Adam's nature. People say, well, why does death happen? It's because of Adam. When Adam ate of that fruit, Adam brought death into the land. As the Corinthian letter said, in Adam all die. In Adam all die. And because of our being born in the state or the condition of sin, Romans said that the wage or the payment of sin is death. So if we want to get out of death, we want to get out of Adam, Jesus is the only one that says, I am come that you might have life. Jesus, in other words, comes to give us an alternative to death. In other words, if you don't want to die, you say, Elder Scott, I'm sick of everything that is going on because all I see is death all around me. Well, you're a prime candidate for Jesus. You're a prime candidate for Jesus when you get to that kind of mind frame that you say you're sick of all of this death that is around you. Because the world can't fix itself. The world is not going to be able to do anything that's going to help it to correct that error. Because according to Job, you can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean. This world is unclean, it's contaminated, it's corrupt. So therefore, the world is never going to be able to fix their problem. That the corruption that is in this world, it will never be able to self-correct itself. In other words, it won't be able to fix itself. Because Job says you can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean. Once that thing has been contaminated, is defiled, is dirty, it cannot clean itself. Well, you say, well, who can clean me up? Who is the only one that can fix me then? If sin has caused me to be dirty, who is the one that can clean me up? According to Isaiah chapter number 1 and verse number 18, Jesus tells you and I to get in a hurry. Get in a hurry and get yourself clean. He say, do what? Come now. Don't delay. Don't put off. Don't say, don't defer. You need to get in a hurry and come to Jesus right now. Why? Because he's the only one that can clean you up from Adam's mistake. You can't fix yourself by yourself. In other words, you can't correct the errors of your ways. Only one that can do that for you is Jesus. That's why he's telling you, don't come to your mom. Don't come to a preacher. Don't say, I'm going to come to the church. Come to Jesus. When you come in this building, you say, well, Scudder, I thought when I come to church, no, forget about this building. Forget about all of this. When you come through these doors, you got to have a mind frame. I am coming to Jesus. I'm coming to Jesus because I need Jesus to do something for me that I can't do for myself. I can't bring cleanliness in me. Because Scripture says that. You can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing. We are unclean because of the way we are born. We are unclean because of the sinful nature that we inherited. In other words, you say, well, Jesus died for me. Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross of my sin. Yes, he did. He did die on the cross for your sin. He shed blood for your sin. But the Scripture done told you, you are still unclean. In other words, just because Jesus died on that cross, it does not change your condition. Remember, he died over 2,000 years ago. And when the day that you were born in sin. The Scripture says that in sin your mother conceived you. You came out of your mother's womb speaking lies. You had an appetite for wickedness. If you were clean from sin, then that means your mind should be at peace. But you are a witness that you had no peace because of the nature that you were born in. When you look around, if Jesus' death on the cross cleared everybody from their sin, we would not see so much death in the land. Why is all of this death here? Because we can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing, right? In other words, we can't fix ourselves, right? I don't care how many marches you have. I don't care how many counselors you go to. You can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing. Well, what can I do, Jesus? How can I fix this mistake? Jesus says, come now. Come who? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. I don't care how bad off you are. I don't care how dirty you are. According to that scripture in Isaiah 1:18, the Lord can sure make a change in your life. I mean, he can really change you. He can change you from looking one way to looking something totally different. That's a beautiful salvation that Jesus offers through his name. And when you try to get that salvation any other kind of way, it's counterfeit. It's not real. It's not genuine. It don't have no power. Therefore, you go along a little while talking about the goodness of Jesus and how great Jesus is, but then that other nature comes on up. That other nature comes on up and it starts to dominate you. And you say, well, why is this nature dominating my mind? Well, out of my mouth, I was just talking about the goodness of Jesus. And then the goodness of Jesus turned into a cuss word. Why is that? James said these things ought not to be. A fountain don't bring forth both sweet and bitter at the same time. It's either one or the other, right? The problem is you're trying to clean yourself up by yourself, right? And you cannot do it, right? Huh? You're trying to prove the Lord wrong. And the Lord done told you can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing. The elder Scudder, what am I supposed to do? You need to do what Jesus says. You need to get in a hurry and come to the Lord. Huh? You need to realize that scripture is talking to us every day. In the present tense. Say, elder Scudder, I came to the Lord today. Good. Well, what are you going to do tomorrow? If the Lord let your eyes open up, you need to get in a hurry and come back to Jesus again. Come to him. Why do I have to keep coming back to Jesus? Because he's the only one that can bring and make you clean. He's the only one that can help you fulfill verse number 16, which tells you to wash you and make you clean, right? Put away all of the evil. Huh? And one that can help me put away that evil is Jesus. Huh? Yeah, that's the truth. Only one that can help you to put away those evil thoughts, those evil attitudes, is Jesus. That's why, saints, you need to stay humble. And I don't want to just say you. We all need to stay humble before Jesus and realize our inability to help ourselves. Anytime you think you can go through this thing called life without Jesus, you're setting yourself up for failure. You are going to do something that you don't have to do, which is called live in frustration. You don't have to live frustrated. You can live free. Huh? You can live free in your mind. I don't care what's going on around you. Your Jesus has brought a salvation to free you. Free your mental state. Huh? Free your soul, right? You don't have to no longer be bound. Huh? That's why you got to be very careful not to let those that are in sin try to bring you back into their captivity. No, no, no. I got an attitude. I got a mind frame. I got a will that I need to come to Jesus and come to him every day presently. Huh? I gotta find that word now into my spirit, into my mind. Huh? I said, when you gonna praise him? Now. Huh? When are you gonna thank him? Now. When are you gonna be glad about Jesus? Now. When do you need Jesus? Now. Huh? I said, Elder Scudder, where you come up with that? That's in verse 18. He told you to come now, right? Come now and let us do what? Reason. In other words, get an agreement with Jesus. He's not going to bend his thoughts to accommodate your sinful behavior. But you've got to make adjustments in the way that you think, in the way that you govern yourself. When he say come to an agreement with him, that doesn't mean he's going to have pity on your weak mind. You got to find a confidence to say, I want to be saved. That should have been the power of that song. When y'all were singing that song this morning, whether you got the Holy Ghost or not, you should be in your mind. You should be crying out, save, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord Jesus. Save my mind. Save my family. Save my soul, right? Every day my mind is under attack. And I need the Lord to save me. I say, Elder Scudder, you already got the Holy Ghost, yes? But I still need Jesus to deliver me. Deliver me when? Deliver me now, right? That's right. That devil is attacking now. So you need to be delivered now. Name of the Lord ain't changed. Name of the Lord is still a strong tower. The name of the Lord is still a strong tower. Those that are righteous, we run in that name. We can't be lax. We can't be sitting by the side of the road talking about what's going on around. You need to run in the name. You need to know what the name is. The name is Jesus. You need to run in that name, Jesus, right? Realize that name is the only one that can wash you. That name is the only one that can help you leave all of that evil. Huh? Just be content leaving all that evil alone. Now, nobody but the devil be trying to make you feel like you lonely, like you missing something. Huh? You know, come on, let the Lord talk to your mind. You're not missing something out there. Ain't nothing out there in that world but death. Jesus done told you there's nothing out there but death. I don't care how good the day look. I don't care how the skies be so uncloudy. I don't care how bright the sun shines. I don't care how much the birds chirp. The world is still infected with sin. It's still sin on only one that can help us. Say, I just got to, when you talk about how nice the day is, I'm saying how nice it is through Jesus. The Lord allows me to see the beauty of the day through Jesus. Huh? But I don't get sidetracked. I don't get sidetracked and say, let me go lay up in the grass and just waste the day on by. Because it's so beautiful out here. No, the Lord said, keep your mind on me. If you don't keep your mind on me, I won't keep you in perfect peace. And I need the peace of Jesus. I need that peace to keep my mind sound. Why? Because the devil just show up. Every now and then he just shows up. He pops in unexpectedly. He just sweeps in like the wind. You say, whoa, where did he come from? And that's where you should be crying out, Jesus. Jesus, I need you, Jesus. Need you to do what? I need you to save. Save you from what? Save me from myself. Save me from this no good thing that is within inside of me. Paul said, I know that is in my flesh is a no good thing. The will to do right is there, but how to perform it? How? That's where I'm struggling at, right? The only one that can help you to do that is the Lord Jesus. That's why the Lord tell you to come now. In other words, don't delay. You talk to people all the time. They just be pushing Jesus all to the side. You see how bad they need to be saved. They the one keep calling and talking to you, talking about the troubles and the woes that they're going through. And you see, you need the Lord Jesus. You just need to make up your mind and be saved. That's all. You just need to say, I need to be saved. I'm sick and tired of sin having its way in my life. I need to be saved. Why do you need to be saved so bad, Stephen? Because I could die today. And I don't want my soul to be lost. I realize my body is going to stay here. But I want my soul to go back with Jesus when he calls, right? I don't want to be lost. One thing is true. You can sit around here all day long fooling yourself. Talking about you got something that you know you ain't got. Huh? Lord give you evidence that he's there. Holy Ghost proves itself inside of you with many signs and many wonders. Lord should quicken your mortal body. In other words, you should have life flowing through you. Just like air moves through your lungs and the blood moves through your veins, you should have the Spirit of God himself flowing up and down inside of you. Jesus himself said, I will walk in them. In other words, Jesus should walk from one hand to the next. He should walk from one foot to the next. He should walk from your hand down to your toes. You should feel Jesus moving. And you should be glad about the Lord, right? There's an excitement when you feel life inside of you, right? You ain't got no life? Yeah, you will be saved. You will be real depressed and down. But when you got life, honey, you move. One thing I learned about Lazarus, when life spoke to Lazarus, Lazarus moved. On all them dead grave clothes, Lazarus moved. Life called Lazarus by his name and said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus began to hop, began to leap, right? Because the Spirit of life was in him. Same thing inside of you. You got the Holy Ghost. Life should be inside of you. Say, I just got, I'm getting old. Life should still be inside of you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, know how to quicken them old bones. He makes arthritis succumb. Yes, he does. The Lord will do it every time, saints. He proves that he's God over this all of this. In other words, he's in control of all of this. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. I got that in my mind. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. See, because you don't understand what the people are saying. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. That's truth. I done seen the Lord prove himself too many times. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And when I think that the Lord can't do it, he proves himself over and over again. Over and over again, let you know just how good he is. He moved folk out your way. I mean, seriously. He just moved them on out your way. And let you know, I gave you this whole land. I gave you this whole ground. Why? So that it can be holy. Every time that devil try to set up camp, Lord say, just don't you pay no attention to the heathen. Don't let them go ahead and rage. Lord said, I gave you a promise, and I'm not going to let nobody take that away from you. Lord said, when I open up that door, can't nobody shut that door, right? I thank the Lord, I'm a witness to that. Lord, open up doors, can't nobody shut them doors. Folks talk about you, say everything about you, say you don't deserve none of that. The Lord said, yes, he does. I look beyond all of his faults, all of his inadequacies, all of his shortcomings, and I supply the needs. That's why we can pray with confidence, saints. Don't let the devil silence you when you get on your knees in prayer. You're down there talking to a God that can save you, a God that can deliver you. He's able to supply all of your needs according to his riches, right? He's able to supply you with them. And you just position yourself to get it. Lord done told you the heavens are open. Heavens are open. When you don't pay your tithes, you shut the heavens up. When you don't give your offering, you say, heaven, I don't want what you got. That's why the Lord tell you, change your mind. Change your thinking. Realize these gifts, they come from above. Y'all understand this? These gifts, they come from above, right? Somebody going over there to James. James chapter number 1. I intend to go there. I told you I was going to talk about baptism, but the Lord knows. He knows we need to get in. And he good about that. James chapter number 1 and verse number 17. Verse number 16. Start at 16. That word err means sin. In other words, do not get that sin option out of your mind. Get it out of your life. Say sin, you don't have an option. There is no alternative. I have to do what Jesus said. Y'all understand that, saints? You got to get that sin option out of your mind. The more you let it stay there, it will keep fooling you. It pulls you in. Sin pulls you in. It makes you think you can do something when you can't do it. As Eve, she didn't get the sin out of her mind, right? She thought she could have it as an option. She thought that tree was optional. The tree that Jesus told them not to eat of. She thought it was optional. She thought she could do this. She said, oh, I can control this. I have options. But when you sanctified, you realize you have no options. I've got to run for Jesus. I got to run for Jesus with everything inside of me. I got to run for Jesus till the death. Lord done set before me a great cloud of witnesses. And when I look back over this church and all of the years that have been here, only two made it in. That ain't a whole lot, saints. We got 30 years working with us. Only two made it in, right? You think you can take this thing light? Nah, man. You better be serious about your salvation. Only two made it in. All them years down in Maryland, 40-something years down there, only a handful. Many have died, but only a handful have made it in. And the handful that made it in, they all got the same witness. Even up till death's door. I'm talking about when death was at the door. They still serve the Lord. I mean, not half-heartedly, with everything inside of them. With all of their being. Folks, look at Elder Williams. I believe that thing got in her so bad that she couldn't be with the saints. It kind of made her inside sick. Because remember, the nursing homes shut down. You couldn't go in and you couldn't come out. It's as though the Lord, she was in the valley of the shadow of death. And she cried out in the soul, Jesus, deliver me. Jesus, help me to escape, right? And what did the Lord do? He called her. He called her. Look at Sister Singleton. I think the same thing is said about her. I believe health was boggling down her mind. Huh? That leg, her kidneys, all of that stuff started just wearing on her mind. Huh? And I could just see it in her soul, just crying out, Jesus, deliver me. Huh? And she was willing, whether it was through the healing of her body or the escape of her body. Any way you want to do it, Lord Jesus. Huh? That's why I said, saints, you better stop trying to hold on to folk when the Lord calls them. Just make sure they're ready. Huh? Because I'm telling you, flat-footed, when the Lord calls me, do not pray that I stay. I'm desiring to get out of here. I want to go back to Jesus when he comes. Elder Scudder, well, what are you doing while you're down here? I'm just praying every day. Lord, help me to be right. Huh? Help me to be right. Huh? Because one thing is true, death is real. Huh? Help me to be right. When you call, Lord, just help me to be right. Huh? Whether they get me to a hospital in time, whether they do CPR, whether they give me medicine, I don't know and I don't care. Just help me to be right, right? Just let my soul be right. Huh? Let my soul be right. That's why when you got these loved ones and the enemy be attacking their bodies, and you know they're not saved. That's when you, as a saint, you got to stand up and tell them. You need to see the Lord is talking to you. Huh? What is he trying to tell you? Wake up out of sleep. Stop playing with your soul. Huh? You worried about the doctor trying to heal your body. You better worry about your soul. Lord done told you don't fear the one that can destroy your body. You better fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. Because when you cross over, that's it. Huh? Ain't no more praying for you. That's it. That's it. You just better make sure you're right. Ain't no do-overs. Huh? So the those that are living, the Lord give us good counsel when he told us, do not sin. Do not err. Do not err, my beloved brother. Get sin out of your mind. Say it's not an option. I'm going to do what the Lord say do. The Lord done gave me this whole book so that I don't have to wonder, what should I do? Jesus, you already know. Open up the book and do what it say for you to do, right? Be ye doers of that word, right? And not just hearers only, right? You only doing what? Deceiving yourself. You know what you ain't doing, and you know what you need to stop doing. So that's why you need to ask the Lord Jesus, come on now. Give me that come now spirit. Give me that come now attitude. Why, Lord, why do you need to come now? Because, Lord, I need you to make some changes. I'm changing the way I'm walking, changing the way I'm thinking, changing the way that I'm talking. Huh? Get that old evil attitude out of my head. Huh? I don't want it to be an option. I want to have a meek and a humble spirit. Huh? As a saint, Jesus looking for that. You should be asking the Lord, give me a meek and a humble spirit, Lord Jesus. Help me to be easy to talk with. Huh? Fix my face. Huh? So that when somebody talks to me, I just drop my head and say amen. Whatever you say, amen, Lord Jesus, right? Meek and a humble spirit. Huh? That's the truth, saints.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't no sense in you being in no high horse.
Jesus.
You need to come on down out of that high horse. Huh? Don't you don't want the Lord to do to you like he did to Paul. Knock that fellow right off of his horse, right? I don't want the Lord to knock me down. Huh? Just help me to change up here. Help me to just change my mind so that I can get off the horse by myself, right? That's true. Have a humble spirit. A workable spirit. A workable mind. Huh? That's the truth, saints. Learn how to let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Huh? Be swift to hear. Think about what you're going to say before you open up that trap, right? Think about it, right? Let me make sure my words are fitly spoken. Huh? Let me make sure my words are seasoned with salt. Huh? Why? That I might speak life to those that hear me, right? I don't want to speak no death into your life, but I want to speak words of what? Life. Ain't that the truth, saints? That's the truth. That's true. So don't let sin be an option. Do not err. Is that what the book says? That ain't a hard verse. That's an easy verse to remember, right? Do not err, right? My blood brethren, right? Keep reading.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
I don't want no messed up gifts.
Right.
I want a good gift.
Yes.
I want a gift that I know that only Jesus can give.
Right.
One thing that you want the Lord give it to you, can't nobody take that thing away from you.
Right.
Lord give you a gift, he know how to preserve that
yes.
gift.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Those that got the Holy Ghost, look at how the Lord has preserved you.
Yes.
Down through the years.
Yes.
All of your mistakes, all of your shortcomings, all of your, you know, when you should, you didn't. All of that. The Lord still kept that gift. He didn't let that gift leave out of you. He kept that gift down inside. Why did you keep the gift? Because I wanted it.
Huh?
No matter what I did, I still wanted to be saved. Huh? Even in all of my ignorance. That's all it was. It was ignorance. In other words, I was ignoring Jesus. But he still kept me. Why? Because I wanted to be kept. Something inside of me, even in my mistakes, kept saying, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Lord Jesus, I don't want to go to hell. Lord Jesus, I love you so much. Huh? I care about you so much because you care about me. Huh? Ain't that the truth? Huh? And now I think about mother. Every time she get up, she start to talk about thinking about the blood of Jesus. She can't even get the words out of her mouth. She get to crying. Why? Because she realized she's unworthy. All of the errors you made over your life, I am unworthy. Yet he still keeps loving me. He still right there, right? You talking about a good friend? That's a good friend right there. I mean, stick right there with you like that. Don't talk about you, but stick right there with you. Huh? I mean, he got every rule, every right to bad mouth me. Huh? God knows that the Lord get to talking, I'm in trouble. Because he got every right to bad mouth me. He know things you don't know. Huh? Y'all understand that about Jesus? Jesus know things you don't know. Thinks about who? Thinks about me. And I'm glad he don't go blabbering his mouth. That's a real good friend, isn't it? He keeps it right between me and him.
That's right.
He keeps it right between me and him. And he's the kind of friend that can help me.
Amen.
I mean, he really can help me. You know, you can lean on somebody, friend, and say, look, man, my back is up against the wall, and this is going on. I need you. And they say, man, I really don't have it. Jesus ain't like that.
No.
Jesus like this. He says, tell me everything that you need.
Hey.
Now, after you finish telling me, go somewhere and sit down.
Yes.
Keep your mouth shut. Go somewhere and sit down. Well, Lord, when you go, sit down.
Yes.
Be patient.
Yes.
What did the book say? Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Yes.
And be of what? Good. Realize when you sit down, I done told Jesus that's all I need to do, right?
Right.
I done told the Lord that's all I need to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't got to go running.
Nope.
I ain't got to go worrying about it.
Right.
I done told the Lord that's all I need to do.
Huh?
Well, didn't you say that you had this going on? I done told the Lord. He got it taken care of. He got it all taken care of. Well, I was coming by to help you. The Lord got it all taken care of. Huh? But the Lord put it on my mind. He did what? He put it on my mind. You just came across my mind to come be a blessing to you. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And I look at them in their face and say, look at Jesus.
Right.
Look at Jesus.
Right.
Supplying my need.
Right.
Right. Using the healing to do it.
Right.
Right. Using somebody that ain't got no mind to be saved to bless me, right? Look at Jesus, right?
Yes.
Folks don't care nothing about you, but the Lord just put it in their mind,
right.
To think about you.
Yes.
All the people. That's why they say, that's what I'm talking about, get across my son. You really understand that concept of the blessings of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about the Lord bless you with that job, you got to understand the blessings of the Lord. You think about all the people that could have applied,
right.
But the Lord just pulled your application out.
Right.
Huh? Come on, y'all understand this?
Right. Yeah.
When the Lord pull your application out, he say, choose this one. Huh? And the Lord just does it. Try to make you think that the Lord ain't able to do it because he let all this looting and all this other kind. Lord said, no. When I do a thing, I do it. I didn't forget about you. Now, don't you forget about me. Oh, that's the thing. Regardless of how long you wait, don't you forget about me, right? He proved himself time and time again. Folks tell you, no, I don't want you. No, we don't need you. Hire this one. Go right on.
Right.
I'm going to tell Jesus on you. Go on about your business. What do you think going to be this superstar come out to be a pure devil? A cheat, a robber, a schemer. And two schemers don't work good together. Two slick people don't work good together. Because they end up lying to each other, right? And they don't feel comfortable because they say, I can't believe nothing you say. I can't believe nothing you say either. Well, somebody got to give. You got that right. It ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be me either, right? And then they ain't going to work out. Move them on out the way. You bring that other fella in that we said we didn't want. Tell him we want to offer him a position. What do you mean you want to offer him a position? And then, what you want me for now? Something like that. We need some help. See how the Lord know how to humble you? I told you the Lord know how to knock you off your horse and take everything away from you. Y'all understand that? To where you ain't got nothing. You understand that? And still, who still be sitting right there? As a resource. That's why you gotta let your light shine. I'm trying to tell you, you gotta be serious. You gotta let your light shine. Because somebody needs to see Jesus, right? Somebody need to realize, I can't bring a clean thing out of this unclean thing. Only the Lord can do this. Y'all understand that? Every good and perfect gift
is from above.
where does it do? It comes down. See why it's saints need to keep the heads up? You know, stop looking around on this earth. Stop looking around on this earth. Realize all of your blessings come from above. It's the truth. Say, I just got, I want the Holy Ghost. It come from above. That's the truth. It come from above. I need the Lord to bless my pockets. It come from above. That ain't what I said. The Lord says, I will open up the windows. It comes from above, saints. It don't come from the earth, right? It comes from above. And what does it say? Every good and perfect gift
come from the Father of lights, with whom is no variable.
Hold up. In other words, Jesus is just holy. He ain't holy and unholy. He ain't sometime. He the same way every day, all the time, right? He does what he could tell you, be ye holy. Why? Because in other words, when you turn to the left, I'm still holy. When you turn to the right, I'm still holy. Say, Alex, God, I feel real good. The Lord said, he's still holy. Alex, God, I feel sick. I don't know what's going on. The Lord is still holy. Alex, God, the Lord done blessed me with all this money. The Lord is still holy. Alex, God, I ain't got a dime in my pocket. The Lord is still holy. Alex, God, my family want to do all these nice, sweet things for me. The Lord is still holy. My family don't want nothing to do with me. The Lord is still holy. Do y'all understand that? There's no grayness in Jesus. He's the same way every day, right? So what do you think got to be said about me and you? We got to be the same way every day, right? That's why we sing that song, in the good times, praise his name. In the bad times, do the same. In everything. Is that an easy thing to do sometimes? No. Now when you get all this old bad stuff be coming all into your head, you know, people be coming bringing all that negative stuff. But you got to condition your mind that say, in everything, I'm going to give the King of Kings all, not some of the praise, all of the praise. Folks come and tell you something bad happened, just look him in the face. The scripture say, songs say, lift your head up high and say, hallelujah. Can y'all got that in your mind? When people start bringing all that negative, just look up and say, hallelujah, Jesus. They look at you like you crazy. What are you talking about? Hallelujah. The Lord is to be praised, right? The Lord is to be praised. No matter what, the Lord is to be praised. Huh? In other words, snap yourself out of it. I tell Minister Jack, sing it in that time. Say he was calling, say, you know, his mama just passed, he's down. I said, son, get it, snap out of it. The Lord is to be praised. Why? Because there's another soul that has made it back with Jesus. The scriptures say to be absent from the body is to be, huh? What are you praying for? Why are you fasting? Why are you running to church? Huh? Not to see one another. I'm doing all this so I can see Jesus. And when he calls, come on, can you think about that? When he calls to be able to close your eyes here and then open them up, and you just see Jesus? Huh? In other words, you in pain, eyes shut, open them up. Where's the pain? Where's the agony? You just looking at the face of Jesus. And the Lord said, none of that stuff that you went through is worthy to be mentioned. Why? Because you see Jesus. We here crying. That's what I'm trying to help y'all to understand. We down here talking about, we missed. But that soul, all of their attention is on Jesus. They not thinking about you, right?
Yes.
Same thing thinking about you. Only thing they doing is saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Huh? They realize their breath ain't going out no more. Oh, you know, all that stuff. All that stuff they had to deal with in this body. Huh? In this body. All of it is left. Huh? All of it is left. Only thing they are, Paul said it, to be absent from the body. Now, what do you want? You say when you, with Elder Scott, we had such a good time in here praising the Lord. That's the presence of the Lord. That's the presence of the Lord. You are feeling it in this body. That's the presence of the Lord. It ain't making you sad.
No.
It ain't making you depressed and down. You'll be glad to praise Him. You get sick of your body sometimes because it don't come out the way you want it to. You know, because sometimes you get to praising the Lord and your hands start aching. You say, ugh.
Yeah.
Only let me clap like I want to. Huh? Or your voice get... you can't say, Jesus! Thank you, Lord, Lord, Jesus! Jesus! Why? Because the praise is inside of you. But when you realize when you get out of this body, you ain't got nothing to hold you back no more.
That's right.
Ain't nobody looking at you because you sound off. Huh? You out of tune. Ooh. Somebody say, hey, Jesus, Jesus! You're like, whoa. That ain't the tune. That's not the tune that we on. Come up. Come down. You too loud. You all in my ears. You too loud. You ain't got to worry about that no more. You be in the presence of Jesus. Sometimes you want to look at them folks. Go in the back of the church then. And if my ears bother you, go back in that corner. Right? You won't have to hear me no more. Matter of fact, if they don't move, you go move. Say, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me move over here. Because you can't handle the prayer. Just get out of Jesus. Just go somewhere where you can be yourself and be free. Thank the Lord he gave us all this space. So you say, oh, that tambourine getting on my nerve. Okay, I'll move. Don't worry. You stay right there and let me move on the other side of the church and just beat that tambourine to the glory of Jesus, right? And let that old weird person stay on their side. I guarantee you, and you can tell ain't nobody but the devil, because as soon as you move, their eyes will still be on you. You know. All that ain't necessary. First of all, what are you looking at me for in the first place? We're supposed to be praising the Lord, right?
Right.
You ain't got to do all of that. How you know? Last I checked, you ain't Jesus.
Right.
Jesus might be happy with me doing this. Maybe if you let the Lord have his way in you, he'll make you look ugly too. He'll bend you all up too. If you get out yourself, he'll bend you all up. Huh? Last Jackie, y'all know Jackie. She's She cares about her presentation. But when the Lord get next to her, there you go. I say, look, there you go. You're all of them. Huh? That's what the Lord do, right? And you just say, amen, Jesus. Now, what makes you think that when you get out of this body that's holding you back, this body holds you back? What makes you think that there's not going to be some level of excitement to get out of this and be able to give Jesus what you really want to give him? So they did be come on, oh, don't go. Nah, shut your mouth. Get your soul right so you can be ready to go. Huh? But I'm ready to get out of here. That's what Paul said. If I stay here, it's for your benefit. And that's the truth. If I stay here, it's for your benefit.
Right.
But I desire to be with Jesus.
Right.
That's why I pray. That's why I fast. That's why I study his word. That's why I come. That's why I run like I do. Why? Because I'm showing the Lord that I desire to be what? With him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Realize these good gifts, they come from above. The Father of lights, where there is no shadow of what? Turning in him. No variableness in him. Is that all of it?
Of his own
will have he begotten us.
With the word of truth.
Yes. What did the Lord give us?
The word of truth.
Does the truth feel good all the time?
No.
Sometimes it hurts.
Yes.
Huh? Sometimes the word hurt.
Yeah.
It hurts those things called feelings.
Yeah.
Huh? But the Lord let you know I ain't thinking about your feelings.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about your soul, right?
Right.
There is, what did it say? With all truth, have begotten us. That we should be a kind of what?
First fruit of his creature.
Be like Adam and Eve was before they started thinking about that tree.
Why?
Obviously, that tree stayed on their mind because they found themselves out of all of the garden.
Right.
Y'all understand that? Out of all of the garden, they found themselves at that tree.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget the tree of life was there too.
Right.
But they found themselves at that tree.
Right.
So that lets you know you can't have sin as an option.
Right.
How do you know it's an option? When you find yourself somewhere where you should not be in.
Right.
Huh? Involved.
Right.
In something you should not be in, right?
Right.
Remember, no good gonna come from it.
Right.
I tell y'all that all the time. So you think about that thing. When you get your hands all in it, think about it. Is any good gonna come from this?
Right.
Say, no, Elder Scott, ain't no good, but then get out of it.
Right.
Get out of it real quick.
Right.
Say, well, you want it? Nah, I'm gone. Gone right now.
Right.
Don't call me. Don't text me. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Close the door and run, right?
Right.
Then when you hear about it a couple of days later, well, the cops came and this, and they say, that's why the Lord told me get out.
Yeah.
Lord didn't want my name in no records. Right? Well, you was a witness. I wasn't a witness because I wasn't there. I didn't see nothing, don't know nothing. And I want to keep it that way, right? What do you know? Jesus Christ and him crucified? Boy, you know you'd be all down in court testifying all about some foolishness. Why be bothered with that? No good don't come from it. Be at peace by yourself. You know, we got to keep going to court. Y'all do. Ooh. That's why y'all just need Jesus.
Right.
You need to have Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one that can help you.
Yes, right.
Well, this one coming to talk. This inspector, this investigator coming. I ain't coming to my house.
Because
I wasn't there.
Right.
I don't know nothing about it.
Right.
You better learn from that mistake.
Right.
Keep that mess out your house.
Yeah.
Keep it out your house. Keep that foolishness where it's at. That's why them folk, the heathens, the scriptures say, the Lord called them the heathens. They do rage. They rage. That's what the scriptures say. Don't let them go right on. Keep right on raging in the street. My wife said, it seems like the firecrackers are getting worse. Because the heathens are out there raging. They let you know, I want to blow up stuff. I want to hit. The dog can't even be at peace. You realize my dog can't even be at peace because of all the noise that's going on the outside. My dog be laying down. People, boom, he jump up. The dog can't even be at peace. I done got numb to it. I just sit there and I just go like this. Jesus, I'd be glad when this folks get here and get over. But the people are trying to tell me something. What are they trying to tell you, Elder Scudder? I want to destroy something. I want to blow something up. I done broke all these windows and they fixed them back. Done stole all this stuff and they keep putting stuff back in these stores. Done shot this one. And another one come take his place.
Yeah.
That look like to me they got the devil inside of them.
Yeah.
Only one like a roaring lion is the devil himself.
Right.
Scripture said he's like a roaring lion seeking.
Yes.
And he may devour. So keep these thoughts in mind. I didn't get to where I wanted to get at today. Because the Lord know I wanted to talk about some baptism today. But the Lord know what we needed to hear. Sometimes, as saints, we be going through things.